Our League of Women Voters feature this morning is talking about an event coming up on Thursday, gosh, tomorrow already, called Building a Caring Community, the Future of Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. It's going to take place at the Holy Family Church in Duluth. The address is 2430 West 3rd Street. And Buddy Robinson, the director of the Minnesota Citizens Federation, is our guest this morning on the line. Buddy, hi. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Everyone is concerned about the future of Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. How can you pare that topic down a little bit for this this session tomorrow so that it doesn't last a week or more, for example?
By basically just hitting a few selected key points. And this relates to really looking long-term and preparing for the future because most people have heard ideas that these extremely important programs could be vulnerable to being eliminated or cut back because of financial questions that they say are out there. And it's something that people don't even want to think about because if they pay some attention, they have a very pessimistic outlook. It's common knowledge that many young people assume that Social Security won't even be there when it's time for them to need it. And so the whole question of how important these things are for everybody now and in the future in terms of their own situation or having to care for a disabled family member or taking care of elderly parents. And so the question is just what are the facts about the situation and what can we actually do about it together?
And that what can we do about it piece, I think, is key, because isn't that why so many people kind of want to put their heads in the sand and just hope the whole thing sort of goes away? You feel as though it's too complicated to understand. You feel like you don't know who you can trust because you're getting different kinds of information from different people. And it just seems like, well, there's nothing I can do about it anyway.
One of the problems is that the debates about these programs become political footballs on a partisan level, and that makes it, with conflicting thoughts and information, that makes it hard for people to figure out what's really happening. But our role as a nonprofit, charitable, educational, citizen, consumer advocate group, our intention is to present the facts objectively so people know what the real policy choices are. And the surprising thing, we think, for most people will be that in contrast to the doomsday predictions most people have heard, there actually are very viable, realistic, and logical solutions to deal with those financial questions, but it's just that people haven't heard about them. And if they do hear about them, that might change their viewpoint as to what's really possible.
Is it a situation that people haven't heard about them or that the lawmakers haven't heard about them? I'm wondering if they'll be willing, maybe I'm being really, really cynical, are the lawmakers going to be willing to give up that political football, as you mentioned, and work together to make this a win-win situation? Or do they actually gain more in the short term by taking a position and holding there?
Well, that's actually a very, very excellent question. And a way to kind of respond to that is that talking about the future of these programs is on the same par with talking about other things like the future of doing something about the climate or the cost of education or many other things. The question of is the majority, the 99% of the population, going to be able to have their elected officials do what they want and have a more fair society that you know, that helps the vast majority of its people, as opposed to, you know, catering to the preferences and wants of a, you know, the most well-off sector. So in a way, that's part of what this boils down to, the question of the economic situation of the vast majority versus the very few.
So, Buddy, who are you recommending comes to this event tomorrow?
Well, potentially everyone. Anyone who has thoughts or concerns about how they will handle and afford their own aging years, or if they were to be disabled, or that of a spouse or a parent, what the long-term future will be. This is the kind of thing where we do have to get out ahead of the problem instead of waiting for it to become, you know, a total crisis. And that's the opportunity. We have time to actually deal with these things if we get together now. And for people who are in their, you know, 60s and 70s and up, they maybe don't have any particular need to worry about these programs changing while they're around, but they should worry about it for their kids and grandkids and beyond. And young people should be concerned about making sure that these programs will be there for when they need them. So this also has an effect on the local economy in terms of the amount of household income that comes from Social Security benefits and all of the medical sector jobs that are about a third paid for by Medicare and Medicaid. So our community has a particularly high stake in the future of this.
Once again, the event is called Building a Caring Community, the Future of Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. It is tomorrow night from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the Holy Family Church. I'm guessing the Duluth League of Women Voters will have something up on their events page from their website. Does the Minnesota Citizens Federation have something up also on their website, Buddy?
There's a Facebook event page as well.
All right. And we can get a link set up to that, so it'll be easy for folks to find.
Yeah, and there are several other groups that are helping to co-host this to spread the word.
Fantastic.
And just last mention, you know, this is our first experiment at doing this. We do intend to hold additional sessions like this for the community.
Well, this is great, Buddy, and thank you so very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Buddy Robinson is the director of the Minnesota Citizens Federation and our guest this morning on our League of Women Voters feature, a regular part of Wednesdays on KUMD.